Well, joining us right now to discuss the COVID pandemic in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon to you, and thanks for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, so our death count's gone up slightly. It's 506 loss of life in the city of Brockton. Total cases overall, 31,594. And then our current active cases are 247 cases, which is an uptick of 37 cases in the last 24 hours. And out of those 37 cases, Dan, 32 are over the age of 18 years of age.
And are the hospitals still able to handle this right now?
Yeah, the census numbers are really manageable right now at the three hospitals, which, again, is the VA, Brockton Hospital, Signature Healthcare, and, again, Good Samaritan Medical Center, the former Cardinal Cushing. So, you know, we still have our weekly calls with all the hospitals, with our neighborhood health center, and with Father Bill's Mainspring to talk about the homeless population. And then High Point. We did have an uptick in our homeless population several weeks ago, but it's pretty much straightened itself out relative to that specific number.
And are summer activities still able to continue right now?
Well, because of the heat, we actually had to cancel tonight up at the high school at Marciano Stadium, our mayor's after dark program. It's just going to be too hot, and it's going to be unsafe with the heat index. So we did cancel that for tonight. We have actually extended the city pools. They're going to actually stay open until 8 o'clock tonight, the two city pools, the Manning Pool, which is located at Brockton High School outdoors, and the Cosgrove Pool on the east side of the city of Brockton. So, you know, we have to be safe. We have cooling centers set up right now at the Thomas P. Kennedy Main Library downtown in Brockton. You know, we're very concerned about our senior population. And also we're going around Brockton Emergency Management. BEMA has been going around the last couple of weeks to give out cooling kits to our folks that are facing homelessness, the population here in the city.
And you expect those cooling centers to be open for a couple more days? Or?
I do, yeah. I mean, it looks like we're going to have some rain over the weekend, but the heat index is just it's just crazy right now, and it's everywhere. So, you know, we want to be safe, so we are going to kind of just pause outdoor activities tonight in the city of Brockton. And again, we hope to be able to kick those back off, you know, in short order.
Now, of course, back to COVID school. The school year just right around the corner. Do you anticipate any restrictions or provisions being put in place as the school year begins?
Oh, as a dad of three kids, I'll tell you, my kids don't want to hear that it's around the corner, but it is, you know, it being August. So, no, I think, you know, I actually was with Superintendent Mike Thomas yesterday in his office for an hour. No, we're working with Department of Education, DESE, and, you know, the school committee members, and Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, gave another update recently. 2 weeks ago, actually, to the school committee, and you know, we're just gonna continue to do what we're doing. We're still doing the vaccines and the boosters. We are doing an outdoor testing center as well at the Shaw Center, and we're gonna continue to work with Board of Health and DPH, our friends at the state. So, you know, it's still a collaborative approach, and as long as I'm mayor, we're gonna continue to collaborate with all the different partners to make sure we have a healthy, safe, vibrant city of Brockton.
And another pandemic that people have been talking about, monkeypox. What's the concern there?
Yeah, we haven't had any confirmed cases of monkeypox in the city of Brockton. But Dr. Eno Montessier and Dr. Rick Herman are working every single day. You know, they are analyzing still the wastewater to see our COVID numbers. But the monkeypox is a serious thing, and you know, they are they're keeping their eyes on it. They're working with all the different healthcare clinicians and partners, but. As of yet, thankfully, we haven't seen a confirmed case in the city of Champions.
Now, another story is the city did get a shared streets grant.
We did. And you know, I'm very thankful of all the different grants we're getting. We've been very fortunate to get additional funding from the state and all the partners at Beacon Hill and also our federal partners. So, you know, we are working diligently. Every dollar we get, if it's a matching grant or a non-matching grant, you know, we're utilizing it for the best manner of the city of Brockton. And, you know, we have a lot of old streets here in the city of Brockton, a lot of old infrastructure and piping. And, you know, we're going to continue to spend the money wisely, much like the federal ARPA money as well. So, you know, I'm really thankful for any additional funding we get. And it's really beneficial to the 106,000 people that live in the city of Brockton and work here.
And the city also inducted a youth poet laureate?
We did. Ms. Blake, you know, it's historic, and she's actually going to be coming to City Hall to get a citation from me as mayor. And, you know, she is really an exceptional person, a very talented poet, and, you know, a Brocktonian. And so, you know, we are working with Mr. Paul Engel, who's our library director, and You know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to recognize the next generation. And I feel, you know, that the folks that are the next generation, we're in good hands right now. And, you know, we have a lot of youth here at City Hall during internships. And, you know, the poll at laureate is just another wonderful example of the kids and what they want to do to further, you know, the city of Brockton.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Stay safe and be cool.
Thank you. You as well.